感谢神能够回来看到这么多的老朋友。
We want to thank God for giving us the opportunity to visit us to see so many old friends.
我们在这里有七年的时间。
We had served here for about 7 years.
过去受到很多弟兄姐妹的爱护跟照顾。
We received a lot of support and love from our brothers and sisters.
实在是很怀念在这里的弟兄姐妹。
I really miss the brothers and sisters here.
所以我跟师母我们就决定我们要搬家之前要回来看看这里的弟兄姐妹。
So 师母 and I made a decision that we want to come back to visit you guys and before we move to Michigan.
我相信神带领我们每一个人走前面的道路。
I believe that God will lead us on the journeys ahead of us.
让我们在每一个阶段我们都可以学习一些新的功课。
We will learn different lessons in every stage of our life.
盼望我们这一次来拜访我们也可以彼此鼓励。
And this time we visit your church and so that we can have encouragement with each other.
因为我们在走这一条天路我们必须要有同伴一起来彼此带导彼此勉励。
Because we do need the prayer from the brothers and the sisters when we walk on this pilgrim journey.
那今天我也要跟弟兄姐妹来分享信息关于管家的这个职分。
Today I also want to share a message about the duty of a steward.
请我们先打开圣经，我们要读今天的这段圣经是在马太福音的24章。从36节我们要读到51节。
Let's open the Bible, and the Bible verses we're going to learn today is from the book of Matthew, and chapter 24, verse 36 and to 51. Okay.
我们读这段圣经，我用中文读一节，然后读英文一次，这样我们把这段圣经36节读到51节。
We will read passages verse by verse.
Okay, 36节，但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
Verse 36, no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也是怎样。
As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark.
不知不觉，洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。
And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That's how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
那时两个人在田里取去一个，撇下一个。
Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left.
两个女人推磨取去一个，撇下一个。
Two women will be grinding with the handmill. One will be taken and the other left.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Therefore, keep watch, because you don't know on what day your Lord will come.
家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。
But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch.And would not have let his house be broken into.
所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Who then is the faithful and wise servant?Whom the master have put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time.
主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。
It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns.
我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。
I tell you the truth, he will put him in charge of all his possessions.
倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来得迟。
But suppose that servant is weak and says to himself, my master is staying away a long time.
就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝。
And he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards.
在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来。
The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of.
重重地处置他，定他和假冒为善的人同罪，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
我们圣经读到这个地方。
That's Bible verse today.
感谢神给我这个机会能够来到主爱之家在这里可以跟弟兄姐妹来分享信息
Thanks to God for giving us this opportunity to visit the house of Christ's love so that we can have some words sharing with brothers and sisters
从我神学院毕业15年我牧养三个教会在过去两个月当中我去拜访了好几个教会
I have served in about 3 churches for over 15 yearsever since I graduated from seminary. In the last couple of months, and I visited a few churches.
有人问我说，你是怎么样去面对牧会的成功跟失败的这个问题？
And someone asked me how I should deal with the ups and downs in my ministry work.
我的回答是，牧会的成功或是失败是很难衡量的。
And I told them actually indeed,It was very difficult to quantify the success of the ministry work.
我所看重的呢，不是成功或是不成功，而是忠心不忠心的问题。
What really matters to me is not if the ministry work is successful or not. It's really if I did the work faithfully or not.
我所看重的是神怎么样来看重我，看我这个人。
What matters most is what kind of person I am in God's eyes.
神对我。所交托的，我是不是忠心的去做
？And what most important is if I did serve God faithfully，
不是能不能得到众人的喜欢，或是教会的人数有没有急速的成长
？What most important is if I'm the most popular or welcome the pastor， or if the church congregation population grows。
有一位弟兄他说。他觉得这个牧会实在是很困难。
One of the brothers told me that, in his opinion, to shepherd a church was one of is really the very difficult.
他说牧师简直不是人做的。
To be a pastor is really not a trivial job that fits for everyone.
没有一个牧师可以让每一个人都满意的。
There's no pastor in the world that can please everyone of every member of his church.
我就说人满意不满意。并不是最重要的，重要的是主对我这个人满意不满意。
It's not the most important thing if the people is if I can satisfy the people or not. It's really what's really important if I did serve the God faithfully in God's eye or not.
虽然牧师不是人做的，但是神还是呼召了一些人要来做牧者的工作。
Even though being a pastor is not a trivial job, and God still calls some of His children to be a full-time minister.
有一位牧师在牧会之前，他是在教会里面一直做童工。
There was a pastor who used to be a main co-worker at a church.
他也是那个教会的创始人之一。
And he was also the co-founder of that church.
但是当他成为全时间的牧师之后，他就发现上有很大的区别。
But after he became the full-time minister, he experienced a big difference between a full-time minister and a part-time co-worker.
他感觉到从会众来的这个期待还有压力是那些代职侍奉的人所没有办法去体会的。
And the difference comes from the different expectation that people have of the full-time minister. And such kind of stress level of a full-time minister is not something that... A part-time co-worker can fully comprehend.
今天我要跟你们分享的是关于这个管家的这个职分。
The topic that I want to share with you today is about the duty of the steward.
我要强调的是，我们都是主的管家，不是只有传道人才是主的管家。
And I want to emphasize that each one of us is the steward of God, not just the pastor or the full-time minister.
严格的来讲，全人类都是主的管家。
And actually, strictly speaking, every human being is a servant to God.
所有的人将来都要站在神的审判台面前。
And actually, each one of us will face God's judgment.
我们都要向神交账的。
And we will all be held accountable for what
we do. 我们必须要随时把这个账簿预备好。
And we have to get the account book ready for God.
当主再来的时候呢，就没有时间可以预备了。
And when God comes, and we will have no time to prepare for the account book anymore.
圣经并没有告诉我们说主哪一天会来。
And we know that in the Bible, and Jesus did not tell us when he will come again.
目的就是要我们随时都要过一个警醒的生活。
And I think the purpose of that is God wants us to live on living a vigilant life.
那我们的责任呢，不是是计算到底耶稣多久之后会来。
And our responsibility is not to speculate on when God will come.
我们必须要随时都是过一个警醒的生活。
We need to have a vigilant life all the time.
把神托付给我们的责任把它做好。
Take good care of the assignment that God entrusted to us.
关于主再来的这些信息呢，有两点我们必须要注意的。
There are two very key points about God's second coming that we have to keep in our mind.
第一点是主必要快来。
Firstly, time is near, and God will come.
主可以在任何时间来到这个世界。
And God can come at any time.
第二呢，是我们必须要忍耐的等候主再来。
Secondly, we must wait for God's second coming with patience.
当你听到这两点的时候，你觉得说，这两点好像有点矛盾呢。
And when you hear about these two points, you may feel that they contradict to each other.
主随时可以再来，可是我们要忍耐的等候他来。
And on the one hand, we said that God will come at any time. On the other hand, we said we have to wait for that patiently.
其实，在神的逻辑里面呢，这两点并不矛盾的。
But actually, in God's logic, there's no conflict between these two
因为
points.
主看千年如什么？一日，一日如千年。
Because we know that with God, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day.
我们想想，当一个家主，一个主人，当他要离开的时候呢，他把一切跟家里面有关的这些事情交给管家。
Let's just imagine that when a master is leaving on a journey.And he put his steward in charge of everything that is related to his house.
那个主人并没有跟他的管家说他什么时候会回来。
And the master did not tell his steward explicitly that when he will come back.
很可能这个主人离开家两个小时之后，他想到他好像忘了拿什么，或是什么事情忘了交代，他就回来了。
Maybe the master will return just within a few hours because he may.Left something behind, or maybe there's something that he need to tell his steward.
那管家可不可以跟主人讲说，你怎么可以这么快就回来
？And can the steward tell his master how come you just come back so early?
我们知道主人他有绝对的权柄，这是他的家，他随时都可以回来。
And we know that the master have the utmost sovereignty.
那这个主人呢，他也可以一年之后再回来。
And the master can also wait, you know, be away for a year and then come back.
他不需要先请求这个管家的同意。
And he does not need to get the approval or permission from his steward.
他可以在完全这个管家没有预料的这个时候呢，就出现在家门口。
And he can show up suddenly in the front door at a day, on a day when the steward does not expect him.
那这个管家呢，不需要随时都守在门口等着主人回来。
And the steward does not have to stay at home, wait for his master 24 hours a day.
他应该在那个时刻要去做那个时刻他所应该去做的事情。
And actually, he should concentrate on the job that he had been put in charge of.
但是我们知道呢，有一些人就偏偏要预测到底主什么时候要再来。
But you know that we do see many people who just want to speculate on the date for God's second coming.
但是我要告诉你，只要有人说啊，主耶稣会在某年某月某日再来，或是世界末世是哪一天，那这样的人，我们可以立刻称他为假先知。
Let me tell you that if someone said that, and God will come on this specific day, or we will face the final judgment on this specific day, we know this kind of people.Is a false prophet.
什么叫做假先知？假先知就是假借神的名义来说神所没有说的话。
What is a false prophet? A false prophet is someone who says something that God never spoken in the name of God.
假先知是刻意的去扭曲神的话，他把那个确定的话变得模糊，把那个不确定的话好像百分之百确定来宣告。这叫做假先知。
Such false prophet intentionally distorted the word of God. Sometimes he made the God's truth sound like uncertain, and sometimes the prayer came some uncertain things as if it's truth.
他的目的呢，就是要迷惑世上的人。
The purpose of those false prophet is to deceive the people in the world.
去牢笼那些无知的人。
And to gain control over the the weak-willed people.
当然，我们可以看现在这个世界的这个现象，我们可以知道主再来的日子是越来越近了。
And seeing all the signs that are happening in the world, today, we know the day for God's second coming is near.
因为现在这个世界越来越像挪亚那个时代。
Because the world today is more and more like the time of Noah.
世人终日所思想的只是怎么样能够享受生活。
All that people think about each day is how to enjoy the life.
不愿意去思想关于神的事情。
And they care less about the God's kingdom.
更不愿意为信仰付上代价来侍奉神。
Not mention, make any efforts to serve God.
我们知道主再来的日子近了。
We know the date for God's coming, second coming is near.
但是呢，我们要知道主的话是就说是，不是就说不是。若再多说，就是出于那恶者。
But we know that God's words never change. So let your yes, yes, and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
圣经并没有告诉我们确定哪一天耶稣会再来。
We know that the Bible did not specifically say when God will come back.
我们的责任就是要随时预备好，等候主的再来，而不是去预测世界末世是哪一天。
It's not our business or responsibility to calculate on the date when God will come back again. Our responsibility actually is to be prepared for God to come at any time.
预测日期呢，就是越权的人，就是不忠于神的话的人。
And actually.To calculate on the date for God's second coming is trespass against God's authority.
我们知道解释圣经不是篡改圣经。
And we know to interpret the Bible verses is not to alter the Bible verses.
虽然我们没有办法把每一节圣经都解释得很清楚，可是我们却不能够曲解圣经来欺骗人。
And even though we could not fully interpret or understand every single Bible verse,We should never distort the Bible message to deceive people to gain personal interest.
不久前，这个家庭电台的这个传道人叫 Harold Camping， 他预测哪一天这个世界末日会来到，你还记得吗
？And do you still remember not too long ago, the founder of Family Radio, Harold Camping, he proclaimed the May 21st.
他说世界末日呢是在5月21号。
He proclaimed that May 21st will be the judgment day.
那一天呢，会有大灾难发生。
And on that day, there will be a major disaster.
好像呢，德州那个地方会有特别的灾难一样。
And there will be a special disaster in Texas.
5月21号，我在德州。
And I was actually in Texas on May 21st.
什么事情也没发生。
And nothing happened.
然后这个 Camping 这个人呢，他就说耶稣再来这个是属灵的。
And you know that Harold,
眼睛看不见的。
Harold Camping said that justified his prophecy. He said this Jesus come back. This happened in the spiritual domain, and the human eyes cannot see it.
但是基督徒被提这个事情呢，要等到10月21号才会发生。
And the rapture of the Christian had been postponed to October 21st.
你知道历世历代都有这样的假先知。
There's never lack of a false prophet.
他们的预言有没有成就？
And how about the message or the prophecies?
当然没有成就。
Fulfilled? No.
但是他们发这些预言，他们有没有得到什么好处？
And the prophecies never fulfilled, but did they gain anything out of that?
事实上呢，这个 Fermi Radio 呢，因为这样子这个预言，他们有几百万的捐款进来。
And as a matter of fact, the Fermi Radio, because of these prophecies, and they received a donation of worthy of millions of dollars.
他们还卖那些关于世界末日有关的这些 T-shirt 啊书啊，还有一些的物品。
And they also came up with a lot of products related to the Judgment Day prophecy.
所以呢，这个家庭电台在短时间就增加很多的财富。
And so we know that the family radio accumulated a sizable amount of wealth through a short time.
就是好像保罗在提摩太前书第六章第五节，他这里所讲，他说他们以敬虔为什么？为得力的门径。
This is just like what Apostle Paul warned in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5, who thinks godliness is a means to financial gain.
还有在腓立比书第三章十九节也讲到说，他们的神就是自己的肚腹。
And also in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 19, their God is their stomach.
所以我们不要去听信这一种的，是为了自己的利益而讲的这一些迷惑人的这些话语。
So we should not be deceived by those kind of prophecies.
但是我们却要过一个警醒的生活。
But we do need to live a vigilant life.
不要跟这个世界同流合污。
We should not conform to the pattern of this crooked world.
因为神的审判日一定会来到。
Because we know that one day God's judgment.
而且是在我们不知道的时候来了。
And the day will come when we don't expect that.
就好像这个挪亚的日子，那个大洪水来了，所有不信的人全都冲走了，只剩下挪亚一家八口。
This is just like the flood came and took away all the unbelievers, and only spared the Noah's family of eight.
所以我们知道，当主再来的时候，也是人的心不期待的时候，人的心远离神的时候。
And so we know that when God's return, that's a time when people's hearts are all far away from the God.
所以我们知道主耶稣他必定会再来。
So we know that Jesus Christ will come again.
耶稣也讲到说，他的再来就好像贼来一样。
And Jesus also said that when he came the second time, it's just like the thief.
贼要来你家偷东西，他会先告诉你吗？
And if a thief is going to coming to your house to steal,Will he tell you?
如果你知道的话，你会让他偷东西吗？
If you know that it's coming, will you allow him to break into your house?
所以用贼这个字呢，是表明这件事情是隐藏不显明的事情。
So the reason we use the word thief is to explain that this is something secret.
你要怎么样把这个隐藏的事情把它明朗化呢？
How could you put this secret thing under the daylight?
我们听说芝加哥的小偷比纽约还多。
We know that we heard there's a lot of thieves in Chicago and more than in New York.
但是我们从来没有想过这个小偷会来我们家光顾。
We never thought that a thief will really pay us a visit.
所以我们搬到芝加哥，才搬住新家不久，小偷就来了。
And actually, that did happen after we moved to the new house in Chicago, and not for too long.A thief paid a visit to us and break into our house.
他来我们家，把我们家最值钱的东西给偷走了。
And he stole away the most valuable belonging that we have.
就是那一台42寸的 LCD 电视。
It's a 42-inch LCD TV.
那一台电视呢，虽然是架在那里，可是是我们家最少用的东西。
And even though we do have that TV there, but that's something we never really used much.
但是小偷觉得这个最值钱。
But the thief thought that's the most valuable.
那我要问你，当主耶稣再来的时候，如果他要 拿走最值钱的东西，什么是最值钱的？是有最有价值的。
Let me ask you that when Jesus come back again, and if he wants to take away the most valuable thing with him, do you know what it is?
当然就是属于他的人啊。
It is the people that belong to him.
就是这一些警醒等候他再来的人。
And it's the people who live a vigilant life and keep watch for him.
所以如果有人说主耶稣会在最近的某年某月某日会再来，这个通常是出于个人的野心，想要吸引更多的听众谋取利益。
So if someone says that Jesus will come again on this specific day, and they're doing that out of the ambitious, they're trying to do that to attract audience and also to make financial gains.
但是如果说主耶稣必来的迟，可能要很遥远的以后才会来，那这样的人呢，主把他归类为什么呢？恶仆人。
But if someone say, you know, God will stay away for a long time, and he will not come here anytime soon, so this kind of people in God's eye is the weak servant.
所以他的居心是邪恶的，他的念头是属世的。
And they have a weak heart.
他对于主的再来的态度是不在乎。
And they have a totally indifferent attitude toward God's second coming.
是 I don't care. 这句话就是常常听到年轻人讲的 I don't care.
That's just what the youth always say. I don't care. 我不在乎。
这种的态度呢，就会显明在我们的生活的言语行为各方面。
Such kind of attitude will be revealed, reflected in our words and in our actions.
那这种态度呢，如果在教会里面呢显明出来的话，这样的恶仆人他会怎么样呢？他会滥用权柄，欺负那些比较弱小的人。
If this kind of attitude is revealed in the church, that means there's some weak servant. They will abuse the power to.Gain control of
他还会利用教会的资源把教会世俗化。
They may also take advantage of the church resource and to change the church to become very secular.
耶稣在这一段圣经里面告诉我们说，这样的人呢，他们还动手打他的同伴，而且跟那些酒醉的人一同吃喝。
As we read in the Bible verses today, and Jesus said.They not only beat their fellow servants, but also eat and drink with the drunkards.
也就是说，这样的人呢，他不会去照顾那些有需要的人，他只专心于自己的享乐。
They have that is to say, they have no intention to take care of those in need, but just want to be indulged in the pleasure.
那主耶稣说，要把这样的人归在哪一类的人在一起呢？跟那些假冒为善的人同类。
And Jesus said that such wicked servants belong to the same place as hypocrites.
而且他们的结局是一样的，是跟那些不信的人相同，要将来在那里哀哭切齿的。
And they will have the same ending, and they will weep and gnash the teeth like unbelievers.
在巴克莱的这个圣经注释里面，在讲到这一段圣经的时候，他用了一个寓言的故事来做例子。
William Buckley's Bible commentary about the wicked servant, he gives a fable as an example.
他说在这个寓言故事里面讲到有三个小魔鬼，他们要到世界上来实习。
This fable tells of three apprentice devils who will come into this earth to finish the apprenticeship.
他们呢就先跟魔鬼的头目谈这怎么样来引诱，来毁灭人类。
They were talking to Satan about how to destroy the human being.
第一个就是说，我的计划是这样子，我要告诉他们没有神。
And the first one said, "Here's my plan. I will tell them that there's no God in the world."
撒旦就说，这个不可能会让很多人有这种错觉，因为他们明明知道有一位神。
And Satan said that this will not really delude many people because they know that there's a God.
那第二个呢，就说我要去告诉他们没有地狱。
And the second one said, you know what? I will tell them that there's no hell.
那撒旦就说，你也没有办法用这个来欺骗人，因为人知道神为犯罪的人预备了地狱。
And said the Satan answered that you will not deceive no one that way because everybody knows, they know that there's a hell.
但是第三个怎么说呢？他说我要告诉人不用着急。
And the third one said, I will tell them that there's no hurry.
撒旦说就对了，你去，这样就可以毁灭千千万万的人。
And he said, that's right, you are the one, go, and you will ruin men by the thousands.
最危险的呢，就是欺骗自己，说这个世界还会存留，留到永远，永远。
And the most dangerous self-deceiving thing is you just cheat yourself that the world will last forever.
人以为说永远都会有明天。
And people just imagine that they will always have a tomorrow.
但是我们知道神他随时可以来到这个世界来审判这个世界。
But we know that God can come back again at any time to have his judgment.
所以我们要记住预测耶稣基督什么时候再来哪一天再来这是假先知。
So let's keep in mind that whoever predicted that God is coming on a certain day and he is a false prophet.
但是告诉我们说耶稣会无限期的一直延长他再来的日子这样的人呢圣经说他是恶仆人。
But whoever that said God will stay away for a long time and he will not come anytime soon and this kind of person is called wicked servant.
这两种人都是神所恨恶的。
And both of them are what God resents.
他们的结局是永远跟神隔离。
And they will end up with eternal separation from God.
那我们在这里的人，既然我们是真正信主的人，我们必须要有好仆人的特质。
Since we are the true believers of the Lord, we must demonstrate the qualities of good servants.
主的好仆人就是要对主忠心。
And to be a good servant of God, we must be faithful to Him.
而且在这里的比喻，他讲到说，这个仆人还要做一个忠心又有见识的一个管家。
And also in this parable, we know that the good servant should not only be faithful, but also be wise.
什么叫做忠心呢？
What do you mean by faithful?
忠心就是指着一个人是诚实可靠的。
And being faithful means someone is honest and dependable.
这个人在人前人后是一样的。
And he's the same people, no matter if it's before the others or at the or behind others.
他知道一切都要向主负责。
And he knew that what he is doing is for God.
不是做给人看的。
And it's not to do that for men.
所以呢，我们是不是忠心神忠心的仆人？神很清楚。
And if we are whether we are a faithful servant or not, God really knows that.
你知道毛泽东要死之前，他留下一句的那个遗言。他留下很多遗言，但其中有一句，他说呢：“你办事，我放心。”
And you know that before Chairman Mao died, he gave some last words to his followers.
这句话
and Mao Dad said, "And with you in charge, my heart is at ease."
你知道那个他的接班人是谁呢？
Do you know who is the successor of Chairman Mao?
华国锋他就是用这句话他说毛泽东对他讲这句话所以呢他是他最合法的接班人
and it's Chairman Hua and he said that because Chairman Mao said this to me so I'm the legitimate successor of Chairman Mao
当然这个不是一个很恰当的一个比喻
of course this is, may not be a very suitable example
但是既然我们是主的管家，我们的主可以告诉我们说：“你办事，我放心吗？”
But since we are the servant of God, do you know if God can say this to us that with you in charge, my heart is at ease?
我们做主的仆人，我们要做的就是要让主喜欢，而不是讨人喜欢。
And to be the good servant of God, we must please God, not to please people.
我们要尽力的去做好每一件事情，能够容神一人。
And we should try the best to take good care of what God assigned to us and to glorify His name and to help people.
在以弗所书第六章第五节就讲说不要只在眼前侍奉像是讨人喜欢的要像基督的仆人从心里遵行神的旨意。
And in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 6 obey them not only to win their favor,When their eyes on you, but like slaves of Christ, do the will of God from your heart.
当我们在读这一段圣经的时候，为什么耶稣要把那个恶仆人跟假冒为善的人 放在一起呢？
When we read the Bible verses of today, and I'm going to ask why Jesus put the hypocrites and the wicked one together.
其实这两种人是有不同的地方。
And actually, these two type of people are a little different.
他假冒为善的人是在人的面前所做的呢，跟他实际上的一个行为是不一样的。
And a hypocrite actually looks godly.And he behaved differently before the people and behind the people.
但是这个两种人呢，都是神所恨恶的，就是恶仆人是怎么样呢？他是存心作恶的，在人面前也作恶，好像在背后也作恶。
And we know that both of those two types of people are what God resents.
但是今天我们所要看重的是，我们要做主忠心的仆人。
And today, what is most important for us is to be the faithful.Steward to God.
那在这个比喻里面，耶稣特别讲到忠心的仆人他要做什么事。
In this parable, and Jesus emphasized what kind of duty the duty for the faithful servant.
他说这个仆人要按时分粮食。
And he said that
给其他的仆人。
He said that the steward need to give food to his fellow servants at the proper time.
你觉得分粮食容不容易？
Do you think it's an easy job to distribute food?
我们知道这个约瑟在埃及做了宰相。
And we know that in the Old Testament, Joseph was ruler of Egypt.
他最主要的工作是什么？
And do you know what his most important task?
他最主要工作是分配粮食。
And actually, that's to distribute food.
让所有在埃及的每一个人都吃得饱。
So that no one in Egypt will starve.
你以为这是很容易的事吗？
Do you think that's very easy?
如果很容易，就不要一个宰相，这个一人之下、万人之上的人来做。
And if that's the case, then we don't need the top ruler to do this.
我们看到新约圣经教会刚成立的时候，选了几个执事。
And in the New Testament, do you know how many deacons?
几个执事？还记得吗
？How many deacons?
七位执事，他们做什么工作
？They chose seven deacons. Do you know what kind of job they do it?
他们的职责是管理饭食。
And the duty is to take care of food distribution.
所以你不要以为管理饭食是一件很容易的事情。
So please don't think it's an easy job to distribute.
是很大的责任。
It's actually a very big responsibility.
请问在家里面谁的责任最大？
And who has the highest biggest responsibility at your house?
谁？
Who?
就是那个把我们肚子喂饱的那个人的责任是最大的。
It's the one who gave us food to feed us.
不过耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，他不是在讲我们的肚子。
And of course, in this parable, Jesus is not just talking about the food to eat.
他讲到分配粮食，很明显的是在讲到属灵的粮食。
And the food here clearly is also about the spiritual food.
他这里强调，在神的家中有很多的仆人，但是那做分粮食的仆人呢，有更大的责任。
And he said, in the God's household, there are many servants, but the one that who is in charge of distributing.Spiritual food has the highest, biggest responsibility.
也就是说，在教会里面参与话语的侍奉的人呢，是特别责任特别大的。
And that is to say that anyone who serves in teaching and preaching at the church, has the really biggest responsibility.
他必须要按时分粮食。
And he needs to, and distribute the food at the proper time.
这句话是什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是要在合适的时机以圣经的真理来教导会众。
That is to say that he need to give the biblical teaching to the congregation at the proper time.
并且在别人需要的时候呢，给予适当的帮助。
And also means that he need to give the people in need.
这个都需要从神来的智慧。
And all of those requires the wisdom from God.
所以一个有忠心有见识的管家，就是他很精明，他知道什么时候该做什么，该讲什么。
And that is to say, a faithful and a wise servant must be perceptive to the people's needs.
所以你不要以为这个每个礼拜讲到的，他选那个题目讲到的题目是一件容易的事情。
So don't think that is an easy job to select the the sermon topic each week.
特别是对这个会众比较熟悉的讲道的人呢，他必须要选择这个时候这个会众所需要听的东西。
And if the preacher, the speaker is very familiar with the church situations, he must select the topic that fits for the situation of the church at that time.
圣经的真理包罗万象。
And the truth of the Bible is really all inclusive.
所以有见识的管家，他必须要知道在这个时刻要传讲什么样的信息。
So a wise servant, the steward, he must know what kind of message he need to give.
那他怎么样知道要讲什么信息呢？
And how does he know that what kind of message he need to give?
他必须要从神那里得到属灵的供应，他知道什么是可以分给众人的。
And he must have the spiritual supply from God.
所以他必须能要能够在神的话语上要能够下功夫，要在这借着祷告祈求从神那里得到属灵的智慧。
And he must spend a good time in studying God's words and also ask for God's wisdom through prayer.
他才能够在适当的时机讲那些可以应用在生活当中的这个真理。
And only that he can give the right preach at the right time.
为什么有很多的基督徒很容易受迷惑？
And you may ask why the so many Christians they were deceived so easily.
因为教会太少传讲真理。
And because that's because there's a lack of biblical teaching at the church.
太多的信息就是认为说只要让人听得很舒服的就是好的。
And a lot of those messages were just intended to please the audience.
如果一个信息里面讲了好多的笑话，就说哇，今天这个 speaker 讲得真好。
And if you can include a lot of jokes in your preach, and most time people think that's a good preach.
但是呢，让弟兄姐妹失去了这个分辨的能力。不知道什么是真理了。
But that will make the brothers and the sisters to lose the capability to the capability of discerning.
所以主爱之家的同工要祷告寻求神的心意。
So the co-workers of the house of Christ's love, we must and prayer to search for God's will.
在这个时候，这个主爱之家需要什么样的信息？
And we need to ask.At this moment, what kind of message we need to give to the congregation?
在这个时候，我们的弟兄姐妹面对什么样的挑战？
And we need to know that what kind of challenges our brothers and sisters are facing.
我相信神会赐下属天的智慧给我们教会这些领导的人。
And I believe that God will and bless the leaders of this church.With his wisdom.
让这个主爱之家真正成为一个主所爱的家。
To make this church, to make the house of Christ's love is to make the house of Christ's love a church full of God's love.
让这个教会真的是得到属灵生命的这个喂养。
And also to allow to satisfy the spiritual need of the.
也许你说我不是在教会里面做话语的执事，我又不讲道。
And maybe you say that I'm not involved in the preaching or teaching in the church.
但是只要你有一个家，你有孩子，你有责任要用神的话语来教导你的下一代。
And but as long as you have a family, you have children, so it's your responsibility to teach your children with God's word.
你也需要从神那里来的智慧，要借这个随时的机会能够来教导你的孩子。
And you need the wisdom from God.To know how to teach your children.
我相信不管你去哪里，你没有办法满足每一个人的需要。
And I know that no matter where you go, you will never be able to satisfy or please every single.
但是我们要知道，神在这个时刻给我什么样的责任。
But you need to know that what kind of duty that God have assigned to.
神给我们每一个人有家庭，就是要我们好好的来管理我们的家。
And God gave us each one of us a family, so that we need to take good care of it.
神也让我们成为主爱之家的一份子，也是要让我们知道要怎么样来一起来管理这个主所爱的家。
And God made us each one of us a member of the house of Christ's love.
所以每一个人都要对主忠心。
So we need to know how to take care of God's house, and we also need.
当主再来的时候，主给我们的奖赏，什么是最美好的？
And do you know what is the biggest award when God comes back again?
不是给你几座城去管。
It's not to give you a few cities to control.
To govern.
To govern.
但是呢，主给我们的肯定呢，就是我们最大的奖赏。
And the praise from God is the biggest award from.
他会说我们是又忠心又良善的仆人。
And he will say you are the faithful God.
盼望我们每一个人都愿意做忠心的仆人。
Let's all have the desire to be the faithful God.
让这个教会能够被建立起来。
So that this church can be established.
让神的名可以得到荣耀。
So that God's name can be glorified.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow down to pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们能够来到你面前来敬拜你。
God, we want to give you the thanks, and we can come in front of you to worship you.
主，我们知道你赐给我们每个人有不同的恩赐。
God, we know that you blessed us with all different talents.
但是你要我们做我们恩赐的好管家。
And you want us to be the good, faithful servant of our talents.
不管是在家庭、在工作、在教会，我们都要做忠心的仆人。
No matter it's at the church or in our job area, that we all want to be the faithful servant to you.
让主你的名得到荣耀。
So that your name can be glorified.
主啊，我们也求你让我们在这个世界啊，在弯曲背逆的这个世代当中，我们仍然可以站立得住。
And please give us the wisdom so that we can stand firm in this crooked world.
我们可以做一个啊忠心的仆人，等候主的再来。
So that we can be a faithful servant to wait for God's second coming.
恳求你也祝福这个教会。
May you bless this church.
求你带领这个教会前面的道路。
And lead this church forward.
主啊，让这个教会就是继续的在这里能够成长。
So that this church can grow in this area.
让更多还不认识你的人能够因为这个教会而认识耶稣基督的恩典。
And so that many people who don't know you now will come to know you because of this church.
我们恭敬地把这个教会交在主你的手中。
And we entrust this church into your hands.
因为这个教会是你的宝血所买赎来的。
And because this church is redeemed by your
precious blood. 求你看顾保守我们在这里的每一位。
Please watch over and bless every one of us.
让我们的家庭也能够有美好的见证。
And also may to have a good testimony in our family life.
可以荣耀你的名。
To glorify your name.
感谢你听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
I will pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.